anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday, the final day before Super Bowl 43. And coming up on the program today, obviously a lot of Super Bowl talk. We'll get our predictions. Daddy will let you know who to choose by choosing the other team. So that's coming up at the end of the show. Also, Kyle Means is going to join us from the Tri-City Storm. They're finally back home. We're going to talk about items on and off the ice. And there have been a couple of nice things going on over the last 24 hours in the world of sports. The longest match in Australian Open history, and when you come to work at 6 in the morning and they're still playing tennis, then I guess that's a good thing because you get to watch a little bit of it. But it goes 5 hours and 14 minutes, and then our underdog, Fernando Verdasco, double faults on match point. There had been...
Tired
my ass. Choked. He choked. He double-faulted twice in 4 sets and to the point of the last game. And he double-faulted twice in his last service game. That's a choke. Unfortunately, that's how it ended, one of the greatest matches in Australian Open history. So now Rafael Nadal will move on to take on Roger Federer. I ask you this. Again, this is a simple question in the world of sports. How does the number one seed not get every advantage that should be afforded to him? Roger Federer played last night against Andy Roddick, has a full day off before the more than Rafael Nadal. And whether Nadal went 5 hours and 14 minutes, that already puts him at a huge disadvantage for the Sunday morning 2:30 our time final. How can that be? How can that be? Who makes up these rules? I don't care if it's the Super Bowl. It'd be like, okay, it's Pittsburgh 3-0. Here, we're kicking off. Well, how fair is that? You're playing on the same time, the same field, the same conditions. They are not doing that at the Australian Open. And I mean, this happens so many times in the world of sports in variety of ways. How is that fair to Rafael Nadal? He's the number one seed. He's ranked number one in the world. Yet, for some reason, at the U.S. Open, you know, here's a novel idea. You play them
back
both
to
on
back.
The same day.
That's what I was just going to say. Why
in the hell aren't they doing that down under? You backwards Australian weirdos.
A lot of sheep. Doug, that's a great point. I think, yeah, right away, you got to think with the Heat obviously becoming such a huge deal. I mean, that's what people are going to remember this Australian Open for, other than probably who wins it, was the Heat. That's even more of a factor, let alone if it was 85 and just beautiful tennis weather to be playing. Yes, it's a disadvantage with the hours he has off, but you throw in the Heat on top of it, you'd think it'd be a relatively big advantage.
I would just fire the idiot that set this up. I mean, it's just simple. There's got to be a lot of guys or ladies that can set up a tournament correctly. How much intelligence? It takes zero intelligence to figure that 1%, because obviously that's what whoever set this up had. 1% intelligence. Let's make the number one seed play back to back.
Although if you're a tennis fan going over there, obviously the final, which people wanted to see, people got.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. So hopefully everything turns out and blah, blah, blah. Who you got? Federer or Nadal?
I've got Federer.
Yeah, so do I. Nice job, Rafi. Federer better on the hard court than Nadal.
Never met
Nadal
in the
12-6.
Never met in the Australian Open Finals.
No, this is the first meeting, I think, on true hard court in a final for these two. I think that's what they were saying this morning. So Nadal's never won the Australian Open. 12-6 all time, though, against Federer.
Can that be right?
He's the anti-Roddick. was like 2-15.
I was going to say 2-16 now.
Something like that. Something like that. So chime in on that. And again, it's not the point that it's tennis, which I'm sure to the, most of the people listening to the show could really give 2 cents about who wins the Australian Open. It's the bottom line of fairness in sport. And I know that I've harped on this a variety of times. Speaking of not fair, the Storm, what have they been on the road? Another 6 months? They've got like half their home games left to play. Kyle Means joins us in studio.
That's right.
Looking very dapper today.
Yeah, well, I dressed up for radio.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk to the wife. It's for TCTV, radio. See, there you go.
You bet.
Well, the Storm, let's start on the ice, then we'll go off the ice. But
you bet.
Let's start with the good news. The Storm finally have a home game tonight.
That's right. We actually have 15 home games left, and we've got just over 2 months left of the season. So we've played about 4 months. And
why? Help us understand this, because it's something that – last year, we were, 15 out of the first 17 were on the road?
Right.
People didn't understand that. Why the big gaps with the people that schedule this?
Well, part of it's intended, and part of it's left up to the USHL. We have some control locally over how we schedule the team, and we try to do a few more road games early on just because of competition and other sports in the area. We want to have as many fans in our games as possible, and competition in October, November with high school football and college football, it's tough to compete against for just fans and attendance overall. So part of that's intended, but the last 2 years, I think we've had seven home games scheduled in March or something like that, 6 or 7 home games. So that gets to be a lot at the end of the year. And, I guess you could say the last 2 years, it hasn't really helped our record on the ice, having so many games on the road. You could say has hurt us.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you had a team that was at the top or in real playoff contention, having a lot of these home games at the end would be great. But
right.
This is very tiring, and as Kyle said, this is something that has been kind of massaged the first 6-7 years, and now the last 3 or 4, you guys have been about the same. Because, as you said,
right.
You don't want to be playing a home game when the Huskers are home. Well, when the Huskers
sure.
are playing.
Period.
You don't want to
yeah.
be, you don't want to be playing. And in the USHL, you're most of the time, unless you're playing Lincoln or Omaha, you're either on the road a weekend or you're home a weekend. So if the Huskers are playing, that pretty much means you want to be on the road. And if you got Friday night high school football, mm-hmm. Kearney's at home, Kearney Catholic's home, Grand Island Hastings, you want to be on the road.
Sure. And those local teams have had a lot of success over the last few years, which has been great. Kearney High football and Kearney Catholic football have been fantastic, which is which has been really good. But they draw a lot of people, especially when they're having some success.
UNK basketball ends up being kind of the same thing when you get into December and January.
Right. So, February and March are great months for us to have home games. I think tonight, of course, for the home game, we've got quite a few tickets out already and band night and everything else. So we should have a pretty good crowd tonight, and I think we'll see our attendance, even with our record as it is, I think you'll still see attendance numbers increasing as they have each month since October.
Now, to the NTV crews, I know they're sponsoring tonight. Will they be wearing band hats?
Yeah, they'll be playing the trumpet and swirling the baton and all that stuff. So,
except Denny on flute.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all we need to see.
Kyle, you bring up with the team's performance, and not everybody knows a 17-game
sure.
losing streak, and everybody knows things have not been going well, have not been competitive even.
Right.
The demeanor in which you see out there with the guys and the team is what?
I think they're their spirits are still up. They're still trying to go out there and compete as hard as they can. I think a lot of times they're just, kind of getting outmatched out on the ice. And I think the hope moving forward is that they can just keep their intensity level at a high level throughout the entire game. And from the time the puck drops to the end of the game, try to maintain a high level of intensity and a great work ethic throughout the game. Because I don't know if it's it seems like we might get a goal and then you'll see the other team, get a quick goal right after that. Or the other team might get a series of quick goals within a short amount of time, and it seems like we have lapses, perhaps, or something along those lines, where intensity level drops, what have you, and it hurts us a little bit.
With all the games left, and as you touched on, as many games at home where you want fans to come out, and a team that's already out of the playoff race, what's been the message, I guess, not necessarily from Coach Rudrud, what's been the message in the office, what's been the message for Storm to finish strong on and off the ice this year?
Well, I think we just want to continue to deliver entertaining hockey and like you say, be competitive and keep it close throughout the game. And that's kind of our hopes, and I think that's the team's attitude right now, is to still compete at a high level. And I think if you're coming out to the games, you come out tonight, you're still going to see a high level of hockey, some of the best players in that age group in the nation, and a lot of kids who are going to go on and play Division I college hockey, and it's still exciting. It's still an exciting atmosphere and a lot of fun to watch.
Kyle Means from the Tri-City Storm joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in studio. Kyle, people want to know how management has handled this, particularly Joel Weens has handled the whole situation.
Sure, of course. It's been out public that the owner of the team and the building, Joel Weens, he's looking to retire. He says he's got his bucket list, and he's got a lot of other interests that he wants to pursue. And so he's actively looking to sell the event center and likely sell the Storm hockey team as well. And he's been very open with the staff. He was here last week and addressed the entire staff out at the arena and pretty much outlined his plans. And of course, the city has developed as probably the leading candidate to take the event center. And of course, there's been a lot of questions about what's going to happen to the Storm hockey team. And for me and the staff and the players, I think the most promising part of this whole deal is what everyone's attitude has been towards the Storm hockey team, from the Visitors Bureau with Roger Jasnok to the city to the league and to Joel himself. Their intent is to make sure Storm hockey remains in Kearney. And you know, it could easily go the other way where they could say, oh, well, we just want to sell the building and we don't care what happens to the team. Everyone has been very adamant about making sure Storm hockey stays here.
Yeah, you look at right here, we have the front page of the Kearney Hub, Storm important to Kearney. Does the Storm organization feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, of course, attendance has been down over the last couple of years. Some of that has to do with on-ice performance, and some of that may have to do with just overall fan involvement with the team and whatnot. But, you know, I still think that the team is important to the city, and it's a quality of life thing. And something that a lot of communities this size and in this area don't have the luxury of, having a junior pro sports hockey team. So I think it's definitely still something that's important to people here.
Kyle, for fans out there, it's not the NFL, and we saw some rapid turnarounds where usually it takes some time to get things headed in the right direction. You had a couple of really good examples, I thought, before we went on the air.
Sure.
About rapid turnarounds, and I'm not talking 2-3 years, I'm talking the next year, when
right.
Things go from bad to one of the top teams in the league.
Yeah, I tell people a lot about the Green Bay Gamblers. Last year, the Green Bay Gamblers had a really tough season. They had, I think they came in last place in the league, didn't have very many wins. Their attendance was 8th out of 12 in the league, and they put together a few good draft picks, and they had a lot of veterans return from last year's team that really progressed in their play on the ice. And right now they're leading the league. They have 50 points. They're on top of the league. Their attendance is 4th in the league, and they're putting about 600 more people in the seats on average over what they did last year. And that's just over the course of one season. So we've got a lot of promise. We're building for the future right now, is one thing you could say. It looks like we'll probably have the number one draft pick in the May draft, and we've got a lot of other picks lined up. We'll probably bring back 14 returning veterans last year. Right now we're playing, I think, 2 veterans. And so it could turn around very, very easily.
Kyle, maybe you can explain to people out there future considerations for Mike Cicci. Mm-hmm. There are players that, when no names are added, it seems to be an afterthought. Well, seems like we got screwed giving away Mike Cicci.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not the case. There is a couple people coming for him. There's a list that's full right now that will get some names added to it, or
yeah, and you'll have to talk with Coach Rudward for the specifics on that. But I believe we're supposed to get 2 defensemen as part of that deal, and I'm not sure precisely when they'll be on the roster or in the lineup and whatnot. But you know, we did get a couple of good draft picks for him, and it looks like it. I'm sure it'll turn out to be a good trade for us. Not something that people see immediately, but hopefully something that works out first in the long run. And ultimately, it works out really well for Mike Cicci in the long run. Puts him in a good situation to advance his career.
Doug and Daddy Show, we're talking with Kyle Means of the Tri-City Storm. I turn to our Storm expert and, of course, PA announcer of the Storm, Derek Stenson.
I talked with Coach Rudd Root about the Cici trade, about the first-round pick and future considerations. He said there are two players coming that will be added to the roster next year as part of that trade. He didn't go into whether they were defensemen, forwards, or anything like that, but apparently two more players are coming for Cici.
So. Now, can I ask you this, Derek?
Sure.
For the general hockey fan, okay, you got the goalie. He takes care of the goal. Everybody mm-hmm. knows that. Then you have defensemen and forwards.
Correct. You have two defensemen.
Who does the scoring?
Most of the forwards.
Then why do we need more defensemen?
For defense, so we don't give up so many goals.
Jesus. Give me somebody that can score.
We did add a kid, Coles, to the roster this week, and he's supposed to be a pretty good goal scorer. Comes out of the high school ranks and has a pretty good ability to put the puck in the net.
I want to get back to off the ice, and I know that you probably can't say much, even if you do know. Has there been a serious offer for the purchase of the Storm?
For the purchase of the Storm, you know, I don't know the specific details on anything like that. What I can tell you is if the city takes ownership of the event center, the league is not real thrilled, or I don't know if the city is really interested in taking ownership of the Storm. They want the league wants there to be a private owner, a private ownership group. I think the hope from the city and, of course, the Visitors Bureau is that they can put together a group of local owners, perhaps, that might want to make an investment and take on the Storm hockey team and work closely with the city.
And I find this interesting because it was a group of local investors that started the events center, and the plain out fact is they had to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And I have to wonder, I mean, you're looking at some of the
top... It would be a hard sell,
well,
I think, for
you're
that.
Looking at the top, some of the top businessmen in Kearney. I don't know where it went wrong, but I would find that it would be hard for maybe the same pool of people to try and get back into purchasing the Storm. What would be different? And I know maybe I'm asking you some questions that obviously you can't answer, but these are questions.
Fine.
These are questions I've heard, questions I'm interested about. I mean,
right.
How would you address that to the fans out there?
Well, I think that group that owned the event center had a little bit of a different beast, and the Storm would not be quite as big of an investment as the event center. So I don't know all the specifics on the financials and the details, but I think it would be a little easier for an ownership group. And I don't know if it is the same people that had the event center early on.
Not saying that it is, because
that would take
know.
On the team. But if not local investors, the USHL has basically a short list of names of quality owners who are interested in owning and operating teams in this league, and apparently they have already told the league that they'd be interested in coming to Kearney and owning a team, and that could work out very well also, because those are hockey-oriented people, and they're people who know the business of hockey, know the sport very well, and know what it takes to be successful. So there's a lot of different scenarios that could play out here. You know, it's exciting to think of what could happen.
Is there a time frame for this to happen?
Well, the city held their press conference. I think it was yesterday, and they announced that they're going to hold a series of public hearings, and they're basically going to have their decision be based by the people of Kearney. And so we're encouraging everyone to get to these hearings, voice their opinion, and hopefully they're going to say that the event center is important to them. And then on February 24th, when the city council meets, they're going to make a final decision on whether or not to purchase the event center, and they're going to pretty much weigh it on public opinion. And, you know, it's important for people to understand that right now is a great time for the event center. They're as successful. It's as successful as it's been since its doors opened, with a lot of great shows. They're scheduling more shows, and we're getting more people through the doors than we ever have. And so it's a great time to get involved in the event center.
Let me ask a couple more questions, and then we'll let you get out of here. Does it matter to the Tri-City Storm if the city of Kearney would own the event center or a private entity? Would it make a difference?
You know, I don't think so. I think it would be a really good case scenario if the city took ownership of the event center and if we brought in another private owner for the team. Because I know the city has said that they would be very cooperative and work very well with any potential owners. And they're doing their research. They're talking to a lot of different owners in the league of teams and buildings, and trying to figure out how those relationships work well. What do you charge for rent? How do you handle the concession costs and the revenues there? And so the city's taking a very good approach at this, and it's promising. It could work out very well.
We haven't discussed what if nobody steps up mm-hmm. that is viable for Mr. Weans to accept an offer. And I'm surprised we haven't got an email on this already. What happens? Could the Storm leave Kearney? Could the Storm go to Grand Island? Has that even been discussed lately? That was the big thing here a year, 2 years ago.
Well, it's a scary thought, and you know, I've heard rumors that that could work out either way. But I mean, bottom line is Joel Weans is looking to retire as soon as this fall, and he has addressed the staff and said, you know, he wants to make sure there's longevity here in Kearney with the event center and with the Storm. And so my guess is that even if Joel takes himself out of the spotlight of the ownership, even if his company continues to own the team, he'll probably find someone to fill his role as a main decision maker. That's the hope. But you know, the scary thought is that, you know, the event center, he could get to the point where he makes a financial decision for himself and for his business and his company, and decides that anything could happen with the event center. And so I think that's another reason why it's important for the public to get out these hearings and let the people know if the event center and the team are important to them. They need to let the city officials know.
So if Joel, and maybe I'm going to be opening an old wound here for our show, but if Joel is coming out and actively saying to the public now, I want to sell the team, how long has he really been trying to, or the event center, how long has he really been trying to sell the event center? Has it just been now, or has it been a year, 2 years since the day he bought it?
Right. Well, he's always said, you know, he didn't actively pursue purchasing the event center in the first place. But when he took over the event center at public auction, it made sense from a business perspective for him to pursue ownership of the team. And so that's how that kind of worked out. And I think over the past year, of course, there were a lot of rumors this past summer that everything was going to get sold, and that didn't quite pan out. So I don't know. I don't know for sure how long, but I think back to this past summer, you could say in the off season, he's been taking interested offers from people.
Kyle Means, Tri-City Storm, Lincoln comes in tonight. Then it's off to Lincoln tomorrow. Face off tonight at 7:05. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to tonight's game in just a moment. Kyle, if Daddy is there tonight, can you promise that he gets to play the tuba?
Oh, absolutely. Either the tuba or the clarinet. I don't know. I hear you can play both.
Yes, I'm multifaceted.
any thoughts on that?
No.
You know, band night, it's going to be a fun night. We got St. Paul, Southern Valley, and Kearney Catholic bands coming out. The drumline competition is kind of the highlight of this night. And if you haven't seen a drumline competition, these things are intense. They get out on the ice. They're going to face up. It'll be Kearney Catholic versus Southern Valley, the returning champion. And these things are fun to watch. They stare each other down, and they do their performance. And there's a lot of attitude involved. These guys put their game face on for this.
I love it. I love it. It's Tri-City Storm Hockey Night. Kyle, thanks for coming in and trying to give us as many answers as we have. I hope we didn't rake you over the coals too much.
No, happy to answer. I can always answer any question. You can always catch me through an email or on the phone. I'll be happy to answer any questions I can.
Thanks, Kyle. Pittsburgh, Arizona, Sunday.
Gosh, it's tough to go against Arizona. They're kind of the hot team right now. They caught fire at the right time, but I think Pittsburgh's just too strong for them, so I'm going to probably pick Pittsburgh.
Going out on a high note. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to talk more Super Bowl. If you've got anything to fire off to the Dead Popper inbox, our email address is douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We'll get to a few, including already attacking my Australian Open. I can't believe it. Right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
Remember what the ring looked like before you washed dishes 5,200 times? Before you planted 372 turnips? Before you scratched it on that doggone old car door? Remember what it looked like when you put it on your finger? For repairs, Hawthorne Jewelry is fortunate to have Nebraska's first certified bench jeweler technician. But then you'd expect that from Hawthorne's.
Hawthorne Jewelry, Kearney's original jeweler.
Downtown Kearney Center.
Calling all outdoorsmen, landowners, and conservationists. On Saturday, February 7th, Grand Island will be the pheasant capital of Nebraska as the Midtown Holiday Inn plays host to the annual Pheasants Forever State Habitat Meeting. Grand Island will be the place to be if you want to learn about pheasant and quail habitat needs, habitat management, or how to enroll property into a conservation program. To learn more about the meeting, visit our website at www.nebraskapf.com.
Radio.
Mike and Mike in the morning.
Would you tremble if you touched your lips?
No, I wouldn't. I am a professional here talking about a football player.
You know what? He wouldn't tremble, but I think you would quit.
Give Mike and Mike a ride to work every weekday morning on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some lingering cloud cover today, along with some more clearing development as we head further through the day. Highs will stay in the mid-40s to near 50 in spots, with west winds 10 to 25. Tonight, skies will become mostly clear. We'll dip back to about 22 as winds stay to the west. Highs rebound around 55 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
There you go.
The goalie jumps, and the players bump,
now,
and the fans all go insane.
How kick-ass would that be if one of the bands could play this tonight?
Someone roars,
Derek, how kick-ass. That's automatic winning.
That would be awesome. That would be an automatic two thumbs up.
I have got, we have got, thanks to the Storm and Kyle and all the fine folks, three reserve tickets, a three-pack today of reserve tickets to tonight's Tri-City Storm Lincoln Star Contest. Here is your trivia question. How many times have the Tri-City Storm defeated the Lincoln Stars this year, this season, 08-09, this season? How many wins did the Tri-City Storm have over the Lincoln Stars this season? 1-888-455-ESPN. Friday, a lot of people like to go out for lunch. It's not so bitter cold. You can get outside the office. Forget bringing your own lunch for once and get some real food at the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney in Grand Island, where today Daddy will be having
chicken tender hoagie.
Really?
You always get a little Heinz 57 on the side and some honey mustard.
There you go.
Some fries. You get fries and you get a little coleslaw?
I get potato salad.
Potato salad for the Daddy. Whether you want a sandwich like the chicken tender hoagie or prime rib sandwich, which I believe is the special on Friday at lunchtime, they've got it there for you. Maybe just a salad, taco salad, chicken salad, crisp chicken salad with any of the flavors of
there
the
you
wings.
Go.
You can get the boneless. You can get chicken
Dijon.
On a wing.
Honey Dijon.
You can get chicken on a wing. You can get chicken without the bone. You can get chicken in a salad. You can get chicken in a sandwich. But it's not all chicken at the Chicken Coop, although very good.
Steaks at night.
How about steaks all day?
Ribs.
How about some ribs? How about some pizza? How about burgers? Hamburger,
drunken
cheeseburger?
Italian. Drunken Italian pizza.
How about the pepper jacaroni?
There you go. Spicy.
It's all very good. And, of course, always watch your favorite shows on TV. The big game is Sunday, and you can be there all day at the Chicken Coop. Come early, but there's not a bad seat in the house with all their high-definition televisions around the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Great specials for the big game at the Chicken Coop. Stop by and see them today. Who's our winner, Derek?
Matt's our winner, and, you know, things might not be going the Storm's way, but anytime Lincoln rolls into town, they get a couple wins. 2-2 against the Lincoln Stars this year, so.
Storm 6 wins, 2 against Lincoln. They could have a winning record against Lincoln with a victory tonight. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Jim from Grand Island. I talked about the Australian Open and why Roger Federer, the number 2 seed, gets a day off and the number 1 seed doesn't. Are you really talking about tennis? Did you really lead into your show with tennis?
No!
Most people listening don't even know where the Australian Open is even held, much less how it's going to be remembered. Just take a step back, remember who you are, and start the show over again. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Just for that, I hope you guys don't get hockey. Jim in Grand Island. Let's see. What else we
got? I don't think Grand Island wants hockey. Do they? I don't think it's a big... I don't think that's... I don't think that's something that's very important to them.
Chuck fires into the Dent Popper inbox, and, you know, after that beatdown, Chuck comes back with some nice words. Hey, guys, I listened to you on Monday, And really, it wasn't as bad as Doug made it out to be. Then you blew the doors off with the fishing on Wednesday. I don't know when I've laughed so hard. I truly don't say it often enough, but sometimes sports is not defined with a ball or a puck. That man was funny. Of course, Hank Parker is who he's referring to. Please keep up the great work, especially with the high school and area sports. If you don't, who will? Love the interviews, coaches as well. You just have to believe they do, too. Chuck, thanks so much for firing off the email. You can do so as well, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com to the Dent Popper inbox.
Well, Doug, obviously this weekend the Super Bowl takes center stage. And I find it interesting when you go back and look at the Cardinals' only championship. They lined it up in 1947 when the Chicago Cardinals won their championship. You go back to that time when the winning title paid $1,000. You get a game ball and a wristwatch. Now the winner's share, $78,000 in a lovely ring. The loser now gets $40,000. That's just the winner's and loser's share. But they run down some funny things. Made of leather, helmets in 1947. Today, the couches in the locker room. The average price of gas, 23 cents a gallon. $3.30 today. But
what? Gas isn't $3.30 today.
Well, that's the across the nation. That was the
average. No, it's not. How old is that? What you're reading? Gas is not $3.30. Yeah, exactly. Back to the. I just. Do you need to be somewhere? Daddy will be on the show Monday. What do we got Monday, Daddy? Besides Super Bowl reaction,
we're just recapping the Super Bowl. We'll see which commercials you like the best.
Ooh. Do you think the economy will affect it? It has affected a couple of corporations from not putting commercials in as usual. So does that mean it's just going to be Budweiser and Pepsi the whole time and a couple of dot-coms?
I hope not.
There's always some good ones in there.
Did you hear Miller Lite bought one-second advertisements? They bought one-second ads. I'm serious. I think they're going to be on during the Super Bowl. Just 1 second. So watch for that. I don't know. Heard that on the radio the other day.
Really? Was it just Miller Lite?
Apparently. I don't know. Maybe it's, half-naked chick, Miller Lite, bam. It's
That's good with me.
Hard hitting.
Daddy, our friend and former producer, Crazy Chris, has fired in here to the Dent Popper inbox, changing the, where we're going with our talk here a little bit. He says, hello, boys. Thought you might like this one, talking high school basketball. In Class 1A, which is the smallest class in Iowa, in Class 1A girls basketball last night in southwest Iowa, Essex defeated their conference foe, Clarinda Academy, 101-24. Okay, that's another lopsided score, not so unusual, and makes Daddy so happy. What was unusual was Essex player Jocelyn Coleman scoring 25 points and pulling down 45 rebounds.
Oh, my.
45 rebounds is the fourth highest all-time total for a girls' basketball game in the United States. 18 offensive. Good God, girl, if you had 18 offensive rebounds and only got 25 points. And 27 defensive boards on the night. As far as I know, no ladder was involved, says Chris. And this isn't 3-on-3 anymore. A couple other interesting notes from the game. Essex had no turnovers in the game, and they also had no team fouls. Yes, that's right. They were not called for a single foul. Come on, you got the line. You got to use it, Daddy. You got to use it. Come on.
They were ahead.
I didn't know Jim Langan had an Iowa certification. Are you kidding me? In order to get that many rebounds, obviously the other team needs to miss a lot of shots. I was told Clarinda took approximately 87 shots and missed around 70 of them. Daddy, commence the bashing. Crazy also says he's going to go to watch Iowa State take on Oklahoma tomorrow.
You know, I believe Stu Pospisil.
No fouls?
Well, that's probably one of those things where a team, it's just like, we're not going to call any fouls. Let's get this deal over with. 101, though. Isn't there a time? Is getting to 100 that big of a deal when you've got an opportunity to do so? Because apparently that's kind of a magic number.
Was it for you?
No. I don't know if we ever got to 100. I don't think we ever got to 100. And believe me, we were on a damn good team.
I think if the high school, if you're playing at home and you got a chance to get to 100, the crowd, the student body's going nuts. They want you to get to 100. That would be what I say about that. Maybe for the players, who knows? But again, they're high school kids, not in that situation very often. I'm guessing 96th, you might want to get to 100. That's probably what you're trying to do.
You know, a pretty good beatdown that I can remember. At halftime, it was 62-14. We didn't score 100. I believe we could have scored a lot of points.
How mad were you?
I wasn't. No. The point was proven. They knew.
Let's talk about some good things. UNK wrestling team. They take care of New Mexico Highlands 41-9 and out-duel 5th-ranked Central Oklahoma 24-17 on their home mat at the Health and Sports Center. Tomorrow night, it's off to UNO to take on the number one team in the country. Number one team in the country in the University of Nebraska at Omaha. The duel is at 7. Then it will be replayed on Nebraska Educational Television on a tape delay basis at 9 o'clock. Hastings College Wrestling, home against Morningside tomorrow. Number 4 Nebraska opens conference action at number 6 Missouri. The state high school wrestling finals will begin a half hour earlier this year than in previous years. The NSAA announcing yesterday that the Parade of Champions on Saturday, February 21st at the Quest Center in Omaha will begin at 1:30 rather than 2. So a 1:30 start that will delay the downtime. It will allow the Quest Center to clear things out for a home Creighton basketball game again that night. That's happened, I think, 3 out of the 4 years now at the Quest Center. Is this the 4th year? Good Lord. NET will continue to televise at 1:30. Wrestling on Saturday will begin at the same time as always at 8:30 in the morning. UNK basketball at Colorado Springs tonight. Hastings College basketball hosting Briarcliff tomorrow at 2 and 4. The Husker women are at Colorado. Nebraska at Texas Tech tomorrow. All of a sudden, people are saying Nebraska's got a chance to go on the road and win at Texas Tech and Colorado.
You're not giving them that chance.
Listen, over their last 3, they couldn't win at home, and I know they were great games. By the way, brief comment: have you been following the Doug Gottlieb? Cookie Miller called him a punk. Said he's acting like a punk. And Doc Sadler has called and talked to Gottlieb, and Gottlieb was actually on Omaha radio yesterday saying he's not apologizing for what he said. He said, I didn't call him a punk. I said he's acting like a punk for a play late in the game where he jumped on a pile. And that's what's on all the blogs here if you're into that in the state of Nebraska. Gottlieb is supposed to come back and do the Texas A&M-Nebraska game later in February.
You know, I think Nebraska has played so hard, and I think Doc's got him playing so hard that once you get around these teams where you've got as much talent as, which I think they do against Texas Tech, as they do against Colorado, then I think you've got every chance to win on the road. I don't care if you're playing in Lincoln or on the road when you're playing that hard.
You know who doesn't get punked?
Huh.
Your Dynagrow seed dealer. He won't punk you around. He wants to make you a winner.
Well, they can make you a winner with YieldGuard VT Triple. Dynagrow, you're talking yield protection for full genetic potential. Dynagrow, you're talking improved consistency. Dynagrow, you're talking better insect protection. Dynagrow, better root protection. You're talking Dynagrow. Roundup Ready 2 technology system. You're talking Dynagrow, people. 1-800-652-9298. Doesn't matter if you want corn, if you want soybean, if you want alfalfa. They've got it all at Dynagrow. Soybeans, maybe you're looking for something in a mid-group 2. An early group 1. Doesn't matter. They can find what variety fits your farmer operation and your right soil type. Call your local Dynagrow seeds dealer today. 1-800-652-9298.
Here's an interesting stat. Pat Summitt won her 999th career game last night. How many of those have been by 1 point? 22 out of the 999 they've won by 1. So she got Oklahoma this weekend. Ain't going to happen, so that'll be another loss, and then they'll go back and get that win at home. Real quick, before we go into the break and then come back with some Super Bowl predictions, high school hoops last night, Holdridge girls just about did it. They were down 14 in the fourth quarter, cut it to 1, got a shot blocked at the buzzer. Number 1 Seward beats number 5 Holdridge 44-43. Number 4 Crete holds off Central City 45-42, so that was some great basketball in Holdridge last night. give a thumbs up to a couple of programs that have struggled, Wood River and St. Paul, both getting wins last night on the girls' side. Adams Central, what do you think happens after we talk to the coach? That's right, winner. They sweep Superior men, or the boys and the girls, last night. Most of the conference tournament action tonight includes boys, including Hastings St. Cecilia and Boys Town. You can hear it on 1230 KHAS, 6 o'clock from Lincoln Christian. The winner will play tomorrow. If St. Cecilia wins, you'll be able to hear that game as well. Here on ESPN Radio, Kearney High boys are at Columbus tonight at 7:30. Kearney High boys and girls, this is one of those pod tournaments. Kearney-Columbus plays tonight. It's Papio South and I believe Omaha Bryan on the other side. And then tomorrow they all go to Columbus and play consolation and championship games. The girls, if they win, it's at 3. The boys win, it's at 7. If either lose, it's 1 and 5. No matter when they are, Randy Bushcutter will have all the action from Columbus tomorrow as well. Let's take a break. Come back with Super Bowl. Fire off your predictions to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
I wouldn't trade my work partner for nothing. That fat boy is steady, reliable, never takes a break. And whenever we're working in a tight spot, I can always count on the fat boy to have gas.
The new Fat Boy fuel tank from Burns-O-Matic. 20% more fuel, a lower profile, and Green Key technology for easier recycling. Check out the Fat Boy. You can win the ultimate outdoor experience. Details and official rules at burnsomatic.com. No purchase necessary ends March 31st, 2009. Must be legal U.S. resident and 18 years or older to win.
My brother's roommate's friend sold it to me. A used SUV. They're safe, right? Right. Till the engine locks up in rush hour traffic. Turns out, the car was in a flood, and the Nimrod just dries it out and sells it to me. Without telling me. Who does that to someone else? They could have killed me.
Never buy a used car without Carfax. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report. Or go online. Who knows what it'll save you.
I got the job. We're transferring.
The changing circumstances of life often change your needs in a home. RE/MAX executives of Kearney every day prove that experience counts, having connected thousands of families with new homes. Log on to KearneyRE/MAX.com to begin your next move. Or call Rocky, Deb, Heath, Lori, or Todd at 308-236-SOLD. 308-236-SOLD. RE/MAX executives, KearneyRE/MAX.com. Because experience does count.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals.
I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders.
This is University of Nebraska-Kearney baseball coach Damon Day.
This is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunday night, find out who is the best in the NFL when the high-flying Cardinals face off against the number one rated defense of the Steelers. Join Westwood One for all the action of Super Bowl 43. Can Larry Fitzgerald and the Cards passing attack lead Arizona to their first title? Or will James Harrison and the Pittsburgh D keep them grounded? If it's Super Bowl 43, it's right here.
Catch all the action Super Bowl Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some lingering cloud cover today, along with some more clearing development as we head further through the day. Highs will stay in the mid-40s to near 50 in spots, with west winds 10 to 25. Tonight's skies will become mostly clear. We'll dip back to about 22 as winds stay to the west. Highs rebound around 55 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 41.
The boss, I don't know, they had their press conference yesterday. I'm saying the rest of his crew is still pretty hopped up on something. Good Lord. It looks like they just rolled out. Still good-looking cats, though. Dancing in the dark. Still brings back fantasies of Courtney Cox.
I still like the mix of his band that he's got there with who is it, Max Weinberg on the drums. Yep. And yep. Love the band.
He used to have Clarence on the sax. And then, of course, you know.
Is that Derek, you pay attention to halftime. I mean, do you like the halftime deal? Or is it, You're not a big Super Bowl fan.
It's become so corporate. I mean, and if I don't have a rooting interest for either of the teams there, then it doesn't really matter to me. Last year, I was cheering for the Giants because I hate the Patriots. I hate the Patriots. So last year was great. I loved last year's Super Bowl. But it's become so corporate and so many media timeouts. Timeouts are so long. And,
wow. So he's not going to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
If you're not going to watch the Super Bowl in the 25 hours of pre- and post-game, Tony, maybe you can go out and do some fishing.
Ice fishing. And before you go ice fishing, you're going to need to stop by the boathouse. They've moved north of Grand Island, Highway 281. They want you to know that they have waxworms for sale. And, hey, don't look around the rest of Grand Island because they don't have waxworms. The only place in Grand Island has waxworms for you. Want to bring along some minnows, too? That's fine. They've got three sizes, minnows, medium, small, and large. Stop by the boathouse north of Grand Island on Highway 281 for all your fishing bait. Or check out their selection of used boats as well. Talk to them at the boathouse or go for more information, theboathousegi.com. And get a hold of them today.
Daddy needs a shed. See, if Daddy's going ice fishing, he needs a shed. You just need a 5-gallon bucket to sit on. That's all you need.
Daddy needs something. There ain't no doubt about it. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. It is time for predictions. I have written my prediction down, just in case you pick the same thing. Daddy, we will go to you. What did he end up on the season, Derek, percentage-wise? Do we have that?
Not good. He stopped keeping track when he was, what, about 7-8 games under 500, was it?
Allegedly.
That's all? He was under 500?
Well, all right. A long time ago, though.
Now, we did both correctly select the two teams that would cover last 2 weeks ago. We both had Arizona. We both had Pittsburgh. They both covered. Now, Pittsburgh, Arizona. Pittsburgh, pretty much everywhere you look, still a 7-point favorite. Daddy, what is going to be the key? What are you going to be watching for in this game that leads you to your prediction?
Well, it's got to be the fast start or lack thereof. If the Arizona Cardinals don't get off to a fast start, you're going to see a Dallas Cowboy-Buffalo Bills Super Bowl. And I think it could get out of hand early. If Cardinals go 3-and-out the first two times they have the ball, bad, bad deal.
Let me ask you a question, because as we had Mike Perenio on the show from Mandalay Bay yesterday, we were talking prop bets. If you think, the coin flip, to me, seems like it won't matter. If Pittsburgh wins, don't you think they'll defer?
Yes.
And if Arizona wins, don't you think they'll take the ball? I think there's a prop bet you look into. First team to get the ball will be Arizona, because I think no matter who wins the coin flip, Arizona's going to get the ball.
I think Pittsburgh shows that defense, and I think Dick LeBeau, who's been around a long, long time, 70 years old, gets an opportunity on that stage to show his defense. They think they're better than the Bears in 85. They think they're better than the Baltimore Ravens were 8 years ago. They think they're better than the Pittsburgh Steelers defense 3 years ago. I think Pittsburgh comes out and sets the tone, and I think it's one of those games that gets a little bit out of hand. I think Arizona scores late. My prediction is simple. I think it's Pittsburgh because Arizona showed the ability to give up big plays in the second half versus Philadelphia. Yeah, they built up a great lead, and they played a fabulous football game. I'm not knocking them at all. But they showed the ability to give up some big plays. Well, who buys time better than maybe any other quarterback in the league, and who can throw the ball deeper on the move than any other quarterback in the league, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. I think some big plays are had by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the score is something to the effect of 37-17 with Arizona's 17. I'd say 10 of those coming late in the ballgame.
I like that prediction. My prediction's a little closer because I'm a big wimp. I also think Arizona, when I make my prediction, will have the last score in the game, though. Who's going to be the MVP? The way you see the game going, who will be the MVP?
Well, I would think it would probably be Big Ben. I think it's going to be Ben because the quarterback's garnered so much attention. They spread the ball around, whether it's Santonio Holmes, Washington, Hines Ward, one of the running backs gets it done. I think, though, Big Ben finds a way. I would say somebody on that defense, but you just don't see that many defensive MVPs when you look back over time, unless Neil O'Donnell's throwing the ball to the other team.
I will say, and going back to a little fantasy here, Gary Russell won't even hardly see the field. he's been the knife in the back of Willie Parker lovers, and Willie was hurt. But I'm gonna say free Willie, free Willie, Willie Parker. I think because you say Arizona can give up big plays, I think Willie's gonna catch the ball. I think Willie's gonna get some big runs. He had a big touchdown run in the Super Bowl win against Seattle. I think Willie Parker is your MVP. Pittsburgh 30, Arizona 20. Arizona getting the last score of the game. And again, I think Arizona has some talent, but I think their defense is suspect. The one stat that stood out to me is that Arizona seems to find a way to pick apart the 3-4 defense. And last week, Kurt Warner handled the blitzing that Philadelphia put on him, which they did over half the time. But I think Pittsburgh's defense much, much better than the Eagles. Derek, your thoughts.
Give me the Cardinals 27-23. Kurt Warner did well against the blitz this year, has one of the highest quarterback ratings in the league against the blitz, and did well against Philly. I think it carries on. They're the hot team. I'm gonna go with the underdogs at 27-23, Arizona.
He just wants a chance to be right. He wants a chance to be
right.
Yeah,
then I can rub it in.
Somebody will be gloating Monday. I'll make sure I'm not here for that. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come back and wrap things up. Don't forget Super Bowl 43. Coverage all weekend. Game live. 5:28 kickoff Sunday here on ESPN. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
You are LaDainian Tomlinson, star running back for the San Diego Chargers. Work was tough today. A lot of meetings. Tired and hungry, you grab a can of Campbell's Chunky Fully Loaded Soup. Beef stew, loaded with lean meat protein. Yeah, protein's good. Like the work you did today. The people at the top have noticed. You are LaDainian Tomlinson. In more ways than you know. Campbell's Chunky. Fill up on the good stuff.
All right, construction crews. Everybody ready?
Ready in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Honolulu. Whoa, who's in Honolulu?
It's Tim from Boston. I just got transferred to Hawaii.
Wicked good weather they got here.
Buy one Motorola i576 phone for $69.99. Get up to 4 free with Sprint, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Offers for eligible business accounts only. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself.
Good to know.
We'll see some lingering cloud cover today. Allow us some more clearing development as we head further through the day. Highs will stay in the mid-40s to near 50 in spots, with west winds 10 to 25. Tonight's skies will become mostly clear. We'll dip back to about 22 as winds stay to the west. Highs rebound around 55 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
That's another thing. Springsteen better not play crap. Play the four songs that everybody's fired up about that has a beat. You play this. You play Glory Days. You play, you know, there's so many great ones. I don't want to hear any crap. No crap. This, obviously, will probably be what ends it, not starts it.
I'm thinking I'm more fired up to see Faith Hill than I am.
She's doing the national.
No. She's doing God Bless America. Yeah.
You got that right, brother. Meow. Playing at the big pirate ship in Tampa Bay. Tony, who was the last Super Bowl played there?
Well, it was the Ravens, wasn't it?
Giants? An ass-kicking. 34-7.
I just happened to, during the break, be looking over these props, and the Steelers minus 21.5. Should it get out of hand? And I'm not... I don't...
Yeah, right.
Should it get out of hand? Plus 550. Minus 800 on, if you want to win $100, you would lay $800 to win $100 back. The Cardinals will say, no, it won't get out of hand.
Looking at the Super Bowl history, if you're wondering how it's gone, last year the underdog, 2 years ago, the Colts, favorites. The year before, the Steelers, favorites. The year before, the Patriots won but didn't cover. Patriots won but didn't cover the year before against Carolina. Tampa Bay was the underdog to Bill Callahan, Oakland. Can you believe that? New England was a 14-point underdog when they beat the Rams. Baltimore was the favorite over the Giants. The Rams-Titans game that ended on the Dyson catch at the one was a push. The line was 7. The Rams won by 7. The Broncos, they covered both times that they were winners in back-to-back 98-99. They were a 7.5-point favorite, beat the Falcons by 15. They were an 11-point underdog to the Packers, won it outright. The year before that, when the Packers did beat the Patriots, also a push. The line was 14. And so, you know, there's no real trend there either. Again, the last four Super Bowls have went under. So I'm taking Pittsburgh and the overs. You are taking Pittsburgh and the overs as well. Hey, if you're watching the game at home, a friend's house, don't forget you're going to need Trotman's quality meats. And you're not talking big. Maybe you are. You go in, you get prime rib. Maybe you're talking small. You're talking jalapeno brats, summer sausage, a Super Bowl party platter, some cheddar sausage, smoked string cheese, snack sticks, the jalapeno cheddar sticks, the jerky. Holy moly. That's more than you can even put on one big old party platter for Super Bowl 43. Troutman's is open today. They're open tomorrow. They're there for you. Come on in early. Carrie and the gang will get you set up. They're party planners. They know what you need. Hey, we got this many people. What do we need? This is what you do. Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone out front saying, come on in. T-Bone, by the way, predicting the first 0-0 tie overtime game.
Mrs. Carlson, can we help you at Troutman's today? Oh, that prime rib looks so good, but it's so big. Whack!
We cut it in half for you. That's what we do.
Oh, it's so lovely, but it's so big. Whack!
Any size. They'll make it work for you.
Get me out of here.
Douglas, you're going to the place that never sleeps. Best of luck out there. Enjoy your time.
We're going to do what we can. We're going to see what this whole Super Bowl out of town is all about. And what are you going to do? Go ice fishing?
Probably. I'll be downtown.
Daddy will be trying to figure out Monday morning when he gets up how the Super Bowl ended. Hey, fire off your emails anytime. You can vote on our website, the Sun Heat Hot Topic, who will win the Super Bowl. It's 51-49 right now. Pittsburgh, I think, had a couple of more votes. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote. We want to thank Kyle Means from the Tri-City Storm for joining us on the program today. Next week, National Letter of Intent Signing Day. Sean Callahan, Jeremy Crabtree from Rivals will join us. We talk a little Fodder Park. And, of course, Monday, Daddy's in with all of your thoughts on Super Bowl 43.
Hey, look forward to seeing you Monday at the Doug and Daddy Show. Center of Brass is ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.